And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 1st of April, 2007. April Fool's Day, a day celebrating practical jokes on unsuspecting people. The 1st of April, some do say, is set apart for All Fool's Day, goes a little poem going back to the mid-17th century. One theory about the origin of the day is that it started in France after they had moved New Year's Day from April 1st to January 1st, when Europe adopted the Gregorian calendar. News traveled slowly back then in the 16th century, and it took years for everyone to get up to speed on that. And people who continued to celebrate New Year's on April 1st came to be known as April Fools. That is one theory of it. John Updike said, "Looking foolish does the spirit good." It's the birthday of the playwright Edmond Rostand, born in Marseille, France in 1868, who wrote the play Cyrano de Bergerac, about the dashing, brave, romantic man who composed sonnets while he was fighting sword fights, but also had the largest nose that anyone had ever seen, which made it difficult for him to win the love of Roxanne. It's the birthday of the pianist and composer Sergei Rachmaninoff, born in Novgorod, Russia in 1873. Tall man, with big hands that spanned an interval of 13 keys on the piano. He was just 19 years old when he wrote his prelude in C-sharp minor. So popular, he had to play it every time he gave a concert the rest of his life. Escaped from Russia just before the revolution, came to New York City, and when the pianist Vladimir Horowitz came, the two men bonded by going down into the basement of Steinway & Sons and playing Rachmaninoff's third piano concerto. Horowitz playing the solo part on one piano, Rachmaninoff the orchestra reduction on another. A few years before, Rachmaninoff had been in the middle of writing his great second piano concerto, when his first symphony got some bad reviews, and Rachmaninoff felt so bad he stopped writing music for 3 years. He had to go to a psychiatrist, who cured Rachmaninoff by saying to him over and over, "You will write your concerto. You will work with great facility. The concerto will be of excellent quality." And it's the birthday of the novelist Francine Prose, born in Brooklyn, 1947, author of Judah the Pious, Hungry Hearts, Bigfoot Dreams, and her most recent book, Reading Like a Writer, a guide for people who love books and for those who want to write them. Here's a poem for today by Anthony Hecht, entitled Despair. Sadness, the moist gray shawls of drifting sea fog, salting scrub pine, drenching the cranberry bogs, erasing all but foreground, making a ghost of anyone who walks softly away, and the faint, penitent psalmody of the ocean. Gloom, it appears among the winter mountains on rainy days, or the tiled walls of the subway, encaged in aging light and the steel scream and echoing vault of the departing train, the vacant platform, the yellow destitute silence. But despair is another matter. Mid-afternoon washes the worn bank of a dry arroyo, its ochre crevices, unrelieved rusts, where a startled lizard pauses, nervous, exposed to the full glare of relentless marigold sunshine. Despair, a poem by Anthony Hecht from his collected later poems published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.